Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Oh yes, it's going to be hilarious. America is about to witness, the ones that haven't figured it out yet, just how psychotic the American left is, and really just how they're just liars, and they're going to see it. My body, my choice. Wait a second. My body, my choice. These are the same people that made me wear a mask and take a vaccine. Now they say my body, my choice. What? Wait, these are the same people that said men can be women. Now they're saying men can't comment on abortion? What? Huh? Yeah. America is about to find out how psychotic the lying liberal American left really is. Just incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, people are clamoring. They're wondering, will Alex Jones be allowed back on Twitter? Now, of course, the purchase has not been officially concluded yet of Elon Musk purchasing Twitter. It's going to be happening later this year, so there could still be some shenanigans before it all goes down. But they are wondering. Now, Mike Lindell and others have tried to get their accounts back up, and they put stuff on Twitter only to get blocked again. So the Obama implant G'day is still running the show with her minions of leftist radicals censoring people. But the world knows, would Alex Jones return to Twitter, and what would that look like? Here's a little short. Alex Jones returns.
Right now, Elon Musk is buying Twitter for an estimated $44 billion.
You own all of Twitter or Facebook or what have you. You don't have to explain yourself. You don't even have to be transparent. You could secretly ban one party's candidate or all of its candidates.
Tonight, a deafening silence from the president's Twitter account in his waning days as commander-in-chief.
Or you could just secretly turn down the reach of their stuff and turn up the reach of something else, and the rest of us might not even find out about it till after the election.
When people try to type my name into the search box on Instagram or the Discover box, my account does not show up. Whether you type in Tulsi Gabbard, it literally does not show up. People try to tag me in an Instagram post and they get an error saying, we are restricting certain activity to protect our community. What are they protecting their community from? Nobody knows.
Elon Musk lives in a world in which the only kind of free speech is white men feeling free to say whatever the hell they want.
On Twitter, it is predominantly straight white men. So when Elon Musk says, wow, this is about free speech, it seems to me that it's about free speech of straight white men. And so let them have it.
If you get invited to something where there are no rules, where there is total freedom for everybody, do you actually want to go to that party?
Get those nerds!
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 The latest from Ping Trip, always doing great work with the memes and the visual shorts there. So, yeah, they're absolutely panicked that Alex Jones and InfoWars might be back on Twitter, thanks to Elon Musk. They're just freaked out. You know what, though? Really, we need to use more humor to address these psychotic leftists. I mean, they're such clowns in their own right. It's like Ari Melber on MSNBC. They could use social media to censor political movements and parties. That's what you're doing, Ari. All these people, white men this, straight white man that. So you know what? Straight white men. Straight white men. Straight white men. Straight white men. Come on, all my blacks and my browns in the audience. Straight white men. All my gays and everything else. Straight white men. Straight white men. Come on, my fellow crackers. Rise up. Straight white men. Straight white men. Straight white men. Oh, the left is seething. Oh, my God. Oh, wait. You just elected another straight white man named Joe Biden, a political criminal. Straight white men. Straight white men. You love when Bezos Post owns your Washington Post. You love when Mark Zuckerberg owns your Facebook and rigs elections. Straight white men. Straight white men. We invented the light bulb. Straight white men. Straight white men. We invented this country. Straight white men. Straight white men. Oh, they hate us, straight white men, don't they?
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Black lives matter, unless we want to abort it in the womb. Woman lives matter, unless we want to abort it in the womb. My body, my choice, except that body in the womb, or if we're talking about vaccines or masks. It's a beautiful thing. The American left is about to be exposed unlike ever before. And the Supreme Court decision that's going to come out is actually a pro-choice decision, folks. It's the Supreme Court just saying, hey, look, we have no, we shouldn't have any involvement with this. We're basically passing it on to the states. So now there'll be a debate and a vote in each state. But Biden just released a statement saying, whatever the decision is, the Democrats are ready. So they've already got proposed legislation in the Senate to make abortion legal. There are going to be all kinds of movements and funding and everything. This is the new current thing. So we've gone from Ukraine to Elon Musk to abortion all in less than a month. And the whole country is about to see how psychotic the left is. The whole country is about to see how brainwashed and just fundamentally against life and freedom and common sense the American left is. So we are looking forward to that. Now, I'm taking calls the rest of this hour in your response to the latest news with the leak from the Supreme Court. I'm also going to be covering it on the War Room, but I want to take calls today, and then I'm going to get into the other news on the War Room and take more calls. But, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com, that's how you keep us on air. That's how we're able to stay in the fight and celebrate and have major victories like stopping the murder of babies in this country. And, you know, we've got the best supplements out there. We go out and we just source out, hey, what are the most popular supplements? What is it people are deficient in? Let's go find the highest quality organic natural supplements and then sell them at the best price. That's our approach. That's our nexus. InfoWarsStore.com. So, Survival Shield X2, nascent iodine. Perfect example. We know they were putting the poison in the water, fluoride, a neurotoxin in the water. So we said, well, what combats that? Well, let's have water filters and let's sell nascent iodine, Survival X2, the good halogen, to combat that. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. You got trouble sleeping at night? We've got the solution for you. Different answers, by the way. We've got the down and out liquid sleep support formula. That'll knock you right out. The knockout pill form, the original sleep support formula. The down and out as well. Three different options for you. It's well known that people are deficient in magnesium. So we sell the fizzy magnesium. Magnesium, the key factor in thousands of different enzymatic functions in your body. It's a necessary thing. That's why we sell fizzy magnesium. You like energy drinks? Put away the toxic energy drinks. Get a box of Turbo Force from InfoWarsStore.com. 10 hours of clean energy guaranteed with Turbo Force from InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that keeps us on the air. And we thank everybody over the years for your great support. And we thank you when you call in and you write the rave reviews and tell us the rave reviews about the supplements when you call in other shows or go write reviews at InfoWarsStore.com, which you can read for yourselves to figure out it's all the real deal. All right. The lines are loaded. We're getting your response to the leaked, the Democrats leaking it, of course, because they want to get their terrorist mobs activated. It's all the Democrat agenda to destroy America. So the Democrats have intentionally leaked the Supreme Court decision to rile up their terrorist mobs. And we've seen their brainwashed minions go from stand with Ukraine to Elon Musk bad to now abortion is the current thing. We start with John calling in from FEMA 9. John, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. I'm 24 years old. I've been listening since I was 15. I got a founding member coin. All your guys' products are dynamite. Just to give you my current opinion on the situation, you know, I think abortion has always been, you know, it is and always has been child sacrifice. And, you know, there's a graphic that you guys have shown before of the, I think it's like the Planned Parenthood hospital or the, you know, the headquarters. And it's literally shaped like a, you know, like a temple that they used to sacrifice people in.
That's right. We show that image all the time. The ancient Aztec pyramids that they used for human sacrifice. It's like they built the Planned Parenthood clinics in the same shape.
Yeah, exactly. It's so sick. And, you know, I think that this decision, they definitely leaked it. You know, they want to act like, you know, they're trying to press it on us as if we leaked it. But no, they definitely leaked it. This was planned so that they could have an uprising. But, you know, I think it's good being pushed back to the states because I think that since we are the populist movement, you know, we can get involved in local government and be very effective. And that's always been the key anyway, you know, is local government. So.
Well, and not only that, the bloodlust for these people to sacrifice children is just going to be more on public display. Which,
yeah,
I mean, look, believe me, folks, I don't want to live in a civilization that has such bloodlust for killing kids. But, I mean, if I'm going to defeat that, it first has to expose itself. So it's about to expose itself.
Exactly. And, you know, another thing, I think we need to take our money out of their system. We need to stop supporting it because they're just going to keep pushing their crazy radical ideas. And we just need to stop supporting it. Like, you guys have even inspired me to, like, I made an online, basically a phone book for Patriot websites. It's very barren right now, but you guys inspired me to go out and make my own system. You know, I'm only 24 years old, so.
Well, that's what it's all about, my friend. That's what it's all about. And I remember, I was probably 24 years old, actually, when I decided, I was working in sports media, but I decided I wanted to pivot and go into politics. So I launched my own political talk show. I was syndicated on AM radio, was allowed on the internet and YouTube at the time, and I was probably about 24 when I decided to do that. So John, you're just carrying the ball forward. You're carrying the freedom movement forward, and we appreciate you for that. Thank you for your continued support and your call today. Let's go to Stephen in Florida. Stephen, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen.
Howdy.
I just want to take a moment for anybody that really hasn't thought about it. To just take a moment and think about how huge this is for us. You know, we've lost close to 70 million babies in 50 years. And from the looks of this and the wording of the highlights in Politico, they don't seem to be backing down. And this could potentially save another 70 million plus lives.
Well, so they already had the numbers in Texas where since we made it illegal to kill your baby if it has a beating heart in the womb, I think it was like we've already saved 16,000 babies in Texas since that ruling was passed down. So, yeah, this is going to save millions of babies' lives.
And you know, and to your point towards Texas, you said earlier in the broadcast that California is wanting to pay for people to come there and kill their babies. Well, I hope you travel through Texas to get there so that Texas can sue the pants off of you because, you know, we are developing workarounds, and as bleak as it looks at times, there is light breaking through. I really do feel like we need to take this moment and, like you said earlier in the broadcast, just bask in this. This is probably the most glory we'll feel until we can beat these guys off a lot more. This is bigger than 9/11. 9/11, we lost 2,000 approximately. We lost close to 70 million in 50 years. And this, what we've saved in contrast, this is huge. I do want to say also, and I don't mean to make it all about me, but I do want to say that, you know, I think it's wise also while we bask to think about what they have in mind with this. You know, they don't ever, obviously they leaked it to try to stop it, but I think that they always have a plan B and C.
Oh, for sure. We already know what the plan is. Their plan is to release their terrorist hordes out into the streets and they're going to try to pass something in Congress, in the Senate. They already have it proposed. They're going to try to get to Biden's desk to just say abortion is legal in 50 states. That's their next move. Send the terrorists out to the streets and then apply that pressure with their street terrorism to Congress to pass an abortion legal in all 50 states act.
Codification, absolutely, but I think we also need to be looking for them to pack the Supreme Court so this can't happen again.
Oh, yeah, they may want to expand the Supreme Court to pack it. That's a good point. Keep our eyes out for that. Absolutely, Stephen. And, you know, Stephen brings up another good point. I mean, folks, can you imagine if this plays out the way it should in the short term, and the Democrats don't run their terrorism campaigns to pass a bill in the Senate to legalize abortion in 50 states, which I do expect they will, but if it does go down to a state's issue, as the Supreme Court is intending it to, and let's say it's going to be California and New York, they're going to be pro-abortion states, and they'll brag about it, they'll run about it, and it'll be their whole thing. Like, do you Democrats really think becoming pro-human sacrifice states is a good move? Like, do you realize how regressive you are? Do you really think anybody would choose to go live in the ancient Aztec world where they were sacrificing kids? Do you really think that's a good move?
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Supreme Court ruling would kill and subjugate women. In other words, the new Supreme Court ruling would abort women? What? So wait, it's a bad thing to kill women, it's a good thing to abort them? I'm confused, but I'm trying to make sense of liberal logic. Of course I'm confused, it's not logic at all. It's clown world, it's clown stuff. These are clowns. Demonic clowns from, or what do we call it now? It's the invasion of the psycho killer clowns. Killer clowns from outer space. The old 1980s science fiction novel is reality in 2022, and we are just witnessing all of it. We're taking your phone calls in response to this. We've got Tony. Tony is in New York. You're on the Alex Jones Show, Tony. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. How we doing?
Hey, I'm feeling good today.
New York. Straight white male from New York here.
Straight white male.
So I'm a criminal justice major at the University of Brockport. I'm a little late bloomer. I'm 32. But I am going to be attending Syracuse Law School once I graduate out of here.
Right.
And I think everybody's missing the big picture here. And as soon as you guys drop this news article, I know your guys are quick on the boards. If they want to pull up, Supreme Court set to overturn Roe v. Wade leaked draft opinion shows, and scroll down to the 98-page leaked document. Go to page 30. And page 30 is very important because it's Clarence Thomas's opinion. And I think Clarence Thomas is the person that holds our conservative values the highest. I mean, Kavanaugh, Comey Barrett, the jury's still out on Gorsuch, but Thomas is, you know, our go-to guy.
Yeah.
And his ruling right here, he says this. You know, the Roe case is very tied into the Casey case. And Casey was like the fundamentals of abortion, the different trimesters and all that, the nitty-gritty. Casey describes, this is Clarence Thomas, Casey described it as the freedom to make intimate and personal choices that are central to personal dignity and personal autonomy. Then he goes on to say, license to act on the basis of such beliefs may correspond to one of many understandings of liberty, but it is certainly not ordered liberty. Now, ordered liberty is, you know, is your fundamental rights, your God-given rights. And for the Casey and the Roe v. Wade case to be overruled, we are losing our intimate and personal choices of personal dignity and personal autonomy, okay? Personal autonomy is a person's ability to make his or her own rules in his life and to make your decisions independently. Now, what have we been screaming from the rooftops for the past 2 years about? Forced vaccinations. And this ruling right here sets the stage for the Supreme Court to have a further ruling to forcibly, to make a ruling for forced vaccinations. Because
let me try to understand this better. Are you saying that Clarence Thomas is alluding to that decision coming up in the future? Because it's my understanding that the decision of the Supreme Court is not even an abortion decision, just a decision that they don't want to be the final decision makers. They want to leave that up to the states. Am I misinterpreting that?
They're going to. It's a shadow game. They are going to leave it down to the state. So where I live, the babies are going to be killed. I don't know. What do they want to do? 3 years old?
The new bill that's been proposed by the Democrats, they've already had a meeting on the steps of Congress that just wrapped up. The new bill the Senate Democrats have proposed is a 50 statewide legalization of abortion all the way through 9 months. So basically a full-blown born baby, you can kill it, is their new proposed legislation.
The big thing, Owen, is that none of this has to do with abortion. And this is the laugh now, cry later dichotomy, is everybody's so happy about Roe v. being overturned, right? But they're not seeing the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is that with Casey and Roe being overturned, we have lost personal dignity and personal autonomy, and they are not ordered liberties.
Okay, I see. So you're saying what you're predicting a bait and switch here, saying, oh, if we don't have the decision to abort our baby, we don't have the decision to not take a vaccine?
The next bill to come through the Supreme Court, I guarantee it, will be you do not have personal autonomy. And now, since the Supreme Court has overturned the Casey and Roe v. Wade ruling, we are subjugated back to the original Jacobson ruling. And who foams at the mouth for Jacobson? Amy Comey Barrett. They cannot wait to make a Supreme Court ruling to force us to take these vaccines. And abortion will not stop. We're going to be having to be forced to start aborting ourselves now, because we have lost our personal dignity and our personal autonomy, and that's coming from our number one guy on the bench, Clarence Thomas. And nobody's talking about, you know, nobody is bringing up the fact that we have lost this, and that this is what's coming down the pike, because the conspiracy side of me thinks, how could you get Alito and Roberts and these super left-wing judges to come on the stage and agree to overturning this? There had to be some, and I don't have any proof of this, but there has to be some sort of backroom deal. We'll overturn this, and when it comes to the floor, you conservative judges have to vote on the forced vaccine mandates, because this sets the stage. You lost your personal autonomy. You've lost the right to decide what happens to your own body. And with that coming, here comes the vaccines.
Well, I definitely like your foresight here, and I think it's a very important aspect of this to understand. But I feel that the decision is ultimately a state's decision, and that's what the Supreme Court is weighing. But no doubt, whether it's pre-planned or not, no doubt they're going to find a way to segue all of this into forced vaccinations. We know that that's what the corrupt corporate world government wants. We know that's what the Democrat Party wants. So could this be a bait and switch to get us against what they call bodily autonomy, because we don't want abortions? I don't think it's a fair equivalency, but they'll try to paint it that way to say, oh, okay, fine, I don't have the right to choose whether I abort my baby, then I don't have the right to choose whether the government forces me to take a vaccine. I'm hoping, though, that it's the same decision in the Supreme Court. It's like, look, we're not here to make that decision. That's going to be up to the states. And then it'll be the same thing. You're in New York or California, abort your baby all day long and take a forced vaccine. You're in Texas, Florida, Missouri, something like that, probably no abortions, no forced vaccines.
Well, everything comes down to case law. And Casey was the case law, which superseded Jacobson, which said that we had personal autonomy. Now that it's been overruled, we've lost that. And I know everybody's happy about abortions are, you know, done for now, but you have just lost your right, case law-wise, through the courts, to have the legal defense of I have my own autonomy since it's been overturned. And I think it's very, very dangerous, and it's gone over a lot of people's heads. They're happy for now, but they're going to cry later.
Well, you're bringing me back down to earth today, Tony, and thank you for the call. Definitely a more sobering analysis here. I mean, yeah, I can't help but celebrate the fact that we're going to be saving millions of babies' lives, potentially. We've already saved tens of thousands in Texas, and just watching the anti-life death cult left of America celebrate, or, excuse me, writhe and seethe in this decision. But yeah, we know the future wants forced vaccines. So how is this all going to tie in?
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
I don't want to be caught in a trap being laid for us by the Democrats or the globalists into thinking, hey, this is a good thing. We're not going to be killing a million babies in America anymore. Only for them to bait and switch and say, okay, fine, but we can force vaccinate you now. I don't want to be baited into that trap, but it really shouldn't be the same issue. And it's really not, but I understand the last caller's concern, and I do agree with the premonition that he's having that this ruling will be used against us in future rulings to force vaccinate us, but it shouldn't even be in the same ballpark.
We're talking about killing a baby. This shouldn't bodily autonomy, if that's your argument, should be in favor of the baby. Not the mother, the baby. But it's just, you know, there's so many different logical points you can make here that just prove how ridiculous the pro-abortion side really is. It's like, really, do you girls just get raped every night? No, of course not. Most of these girls protesting this decision probably don't even have sex, aren't sexually active, nobody even touch them, or are already on birth control. So what is really this about? Why are all these people really out on the streets? Are they, do they just have sex every night with random strangers and say, yeah, just go ahead, just, you know, ejaculate inside of me. Is that what's going on? No, absolutely not. So what is it really all about? Well, they're brainwashed minions, and their programming is telling them to get out in the streets and fight for abortion. Why? They don't know. They have no idea. We go back to the phone lines. It's Diane calling in from South Carolina. Diane, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Well, I had this all lined up, but Tony covered it for me. It's like the same thing with the Hunter's Monkey Principle. I think, like this morning, I got up. I was so excited. I started crying when I heard this news, and I was, oh, my God. But the Democrats are so calculating, and they're so evil. I don't really even think they care one way or the other as long as their agenda gets through. And what their agenda is, who knows, but I know that this is a move they're making. And the move that I think they're making is exactly what Tony just said. I think they're going to use this to knock down bodily autonomy. And, you know, we're all saying, you know, the leftists say my body, my choice all the time. And then it's going to be, okay, well, it's not anymore. It's our choice. The state owns your body. And we're going to do what we want. Because ultimately they want those vaccines into people's bloodstreams to change them, to make us GMO creatures. It's disgusting. I'm elated, you know, on one level that this is happening, that they're going to overturn it or at least say, you know, it's a state's issue. But it's frightening. I think they're doing it. I really do.
Well, and this takes me back to, I think it was like 2012 where, I forget who it was, but some pharmaceutical company tried to claim that they had a patent on a gene that was in women's breasts. And so at the time, the argument was, and then the fear was, well, are they claiming that they own women? Are they claiming that because this gene is present in female breasts, that women are their product? And so that was, I believe, 2012, and it was all around when Angelina Jolie, I think, had the mastectomy, and they discovered this patented gene that was in women's breasts, and they were arguing that that gene was their patent, and they owned it. And then it was like, oh, wait, does that mean they own women? Now, that kind of fell apart at the time. I don't think they got the result they wanted, but I could see them bringing that same argument back and saying, hey, we've injected this patent into your body. This is our patented material. This is our patented DNA sequencing. Now it's in your body. You're our property. But that's an entirely separate issue. Here's the problem. Let's just take this from an approach of let's do the right thing. Well, the right thing is we shouldn't be killing babies in this country. That's the right stance, period. That's pretty easy to say. You shouldn't be killing babies in this country. I mean, even liberals that promote abortion would admit that that's an immoral thing to kill their baby. I think they'd admit that. I don't know, maybe not. So, okay, that's one issue over here. The same thing applies with the vaccine. Mandatory vaccines, mandatory medical experiments, mandatory medical procedures should never be legal and should always be fought against. So those are two fights where the side of moral, the good moral decision and the right fight is you don't kill babies and you don't force medical procedures on people. I shouldn't have to worry about thinking making one stand, one good fight here is going to cause me to lose this other good fight here. I should always just fight the good fights. But again, I understand the concern. Absolutely. I know I know how politics in America works, and I think this is above the Democrat Party, quite frankly. I don't think most of these clueless Democrats like Amy Klobuchar and the rest of them, they're just morons. I mean, Amy Klobuchar, she's an idiot. She's out here promoting abortions today, saying my body, my choice. She was one of the lead promoters of mandatory vaccines. So they're clueless. They're liars. They're scumbags. They're deranged individuals. They don't even know what's going on. But this could be an operation above them, getting bodily autonomy removed as a precedent in the U.S. to force us to take vaccines. But see, the left hated it when it was Trump. If Trump was in office during all of this, if Trump is in office promoting vaccines, then the vaccine is the worst thing ever. But when it's their guy in office, all of a sudden the vaccine is good. So these are deranged individuals, and if we put them in charge of the planet, we're all doomed. But good call, Diane. Let's go to X-Pra in Washington. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Can you hear me?
Yes, got you.
Okay, good. So the last two callers are on point. I'm pretty much on the same frequency. I have red alerts to this news. Number one, we shouldn't have a lot of faith in the Supreme Court for the fact that, oh, things are being leaked from there, and this is supposed to be a prestigious institution. Not so prestige when things are being leaked out. And then they admit, on the other hand, that they didn't even have the right to make the decision of Roe v. Wade in the first place. So I just think we should maintain sobriety in a position of, okay, what is the Supreme Court and what decisions can they make? That should be the debate here. Look, I understand the whole killing going away is something that can be celebrated, but I also don't necessarily think it's going to go away. I think we're going to see some crazy things from the communists, the regressive, on them Democrats, quit calling them liberals, quit calling them or not. But I think we're going to see horrifying social media trends of these crazy leftists doing home abortions, and you're going to have activist abortionist doctors. It's going to get real sick. We're in the new dark ages, and I don't have a good feeling about this.
Well, I actually agree with what you're saying, and you know, perhaps my jubilation, as legitimate as it may be over the proposed concept that we're not going to be killing millions of babies in this country anymore, perhaps it is a little too soon, a little bit of a false start, but I actually agree. I mean, I think the Supreme Court decision to leave it up to states is probably the right move, and I agree that once it becomes, if it's left up to the states and you have maybe two or three states that want to be pro-abortion, I agree. It's going to become this new cause celeb thing, and it's going to, I mean, at least when they do abortions now, I mean, we've slowly but surely seen them kind of celebrate it, where they do the routines, the celebration of abortions, and they literally do parades, and it's a whole thing. And we see them on tape bragging about harvesting baby organs, and we see them on undercover footage using aborted baby fetuses after they were born, marching them around in medical pans like it's some sort of a funny game for them, bragging about how much money they make. And so that will probably go from an underground thing to, yeah, just being right out in the light, kind of like what we're seeing with the pedophile story time, drag queen story time, where it's just like, yeah, they're just going to start rubbing it in your face. I do agree that we're probably going to see some of that, sadly.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And, you know, it's like an old Yeller situation, and we all know, you know, what had to happen with old Yeller. So that's just my point there.
Yeah, I mean, folks, we're dealing with a bunch of demonic, brainwashed, possessed zombies. I mean, you've seen what they've done. Yeah, you know what? The caller's probably right. They're going to do public abortions. They're going to, like, hold dead baby parts up and brag about it. That's how sick these people are.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Decide which is the more important aspect of their ideology, to groom the children in the schools, sexually groom them, or to kill the children before they get into the schools. They can't figure it out. There's also another major philosophical crutch right now for them. Men can't comment on abortion rights, but wait, men can be women. Which one is it? Which one is it? Men can be women, or men can't comment on abortion rights because they're not women? The constant struggle of being a liberal, being an idiot, being a moron, having a constant contradiction of your own logic and ideology. That's why liberalism is a mental disorder. That's why they're so easily brainwashed, zombified, and controlled. But hey, London's mayor's weighed in. This is hilarious. London's mayor, Sadiq Khan, says Roe cannot and must not be undone. Why don't you stick to London, buddy? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. We don't care what you have to say. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Sam has called in from Washington. Sam, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. You're on fire. You're on absolute fire, and these callers are on fire. You're right. I mean, the callers are right about the left, the liberals. They're always angling, forever angling. And so that's what we're going to see with Roe v. Wade. Just how these other callers are saying it's going to be used to, you know, force vaccine. You know, they're not going to stop. It's not going to stop on them.
Oh, of course not. This is a death cult.
Death cult. Demon cult.
Until the death cult is eradicated, which, by the way, who had to eradicate the death cult, death rituals, sacrifices that were going on in the Aztec regions? Oh, that's right. The Christians. The Christians. Now we know why they hate Christians so much, because Christians end death cults.
Exactly. Exactly. The left has to come back to God, which is that's the one thing they won't do. They hate God.
Yeah, they hate God. Exactly. And what it is, that's like when a kid hates the parent for disciplining them and wants to run away. Because that's what these liberals are. They're really just mentally deranged, arrested development, petulant children. They hate God the Father because they know what they do is wrong, and they know that they'll be disciplined for doing it.
Exactly. And they know that they can never become God. And that pisses them off to the core. And so that's why you have Yuval Noah Harari prancing around, talking is crazy, talking to humans are hackable. You're hackable creatures. This is perfectly normal. We're gonna figure all this out. What? No.
And maybe he's right. Maybe people can be hacked when they don't have God in their lives, and that's why they try to remove God so they can quote unquote hack all these deranged people and then convince them to walk into the firing squad basically and say, hey, this is like Logan's Run here. It's like, yeah, you have to give your life over now. It's a maintained population on planet Earth. You're a hero. Go die now.
Exactly, exactly. Well, and as we see, the left has been hacked. The left has been hacked.
Yeah, look NPCs. How they behave like NPCs. I mean, in 1 month, their biggest issue changes. The biggest issue, stand with Ukraine. The biggest issue, stop Elon Musk. The biggest issue, abortion. I mean, these are just brainwashed, hacked creeps.
Right. And the scary thing is that they're in a lot of positions of power in our society.
Oh, yeah.
These brainwashed, satanic, pedophile line is they're not going to respect anything but the sword at the end of the day. They just won't. They're demonic. They're possessed. You can't. Give me an old priest. Give me a young priest.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you, Sam. No, you're absolutely right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Jimmy in Utah. Jimmy, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Owen?
Howdy.
Hey, so I just want to tell you, man, some people look up to movie stars and rock stars, but you guys, you and Alex and Harrison, you guys are the ones I look up to, man. I just want you to know that. But I just want to say this is a victory, dude, this Supreme Court thing. And, yeah, we've always got to look out for what the left's doing, but that shouldn't take away from what this is. You know, we've always, and if they want to try to say they're going to force us to take vaccines in the future, we'll deal with that when it comes, because we're not going to let that happen, you know. But obviously it's a good thing that they're going to overturn Roe v. Wade, don't you think? I mean,
well, they're going to give it up. It sounds like they're just going to make it a states' rights issue, so there's still going to be abortions. Democrats are still going to get their abortions. And, it's a tough thing to measure of how big of a victory it really is, because we really don't know yet. But, for example, we've already had victories on this issue in Texas and Alabama and other places where they have the heartbeat bill where you can't abort a baby that has a heartbeat. I think it's like 8 weeks in or something. I don't know the exact number off the top of my head. And so tens of thousands of babies that would have been aborted have already gotten to live now. And I forget the number, but here in Austin, in Texas, we're like 10,000 less on average now of abortions after they passed that law.
So do you know what reason they brought this up before? Like, why is it all of a sudden they just decided to overturn that? Or is it something that they've been looking at for a long time?
Well, they've been looking at it for a long time. The question is really, why did they decide to leak it and why now? That's the real question. I don't think we have the answer to that in front of us yet. I think we may have some more ideas of why in the future. But for now, it's just a matter of why did they leak it and what's the agenda behind the leak. But, I mean, we know the obvious, which is they're going to send out their radical terrorists into the streets. They want violence. They want looting. They want burning. They want to use that terrorizing intimidation factor that the Democrats always use to try to get their way politically. And so America will watch that probably happen again. Maybe they don't burn down cities this time. We'll see how much they love abortion and how heavy the propaganda is. But that's the phase that we're at right now. Get the radical leftist terrorists into the streets. Begin the intimidation. Begin the threats. Begin the propaganda campaigns. But I think we'll figure out pretty soon what the true agenda here is once we have some more answers about the leak. Let's go to John in North Carolina. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Howard.
Yes.
Yeah, I think the leak is because they're going to make a January 6th again and bring in more surveillance and tracking.
So wait, well, I'm sorry, what?
I think that the leak is going to be because they're going to try to make another January 6th.
Who is?
The government. To bring in more tracking and more surveillance.
Is this about the abortion story?
Yes.
What's the connection?
To say the riots will start. So they can bring in more tracking and...
Well, they're not going to use their own terrorists to bring that in.
I don't know why they would.
Well, did they in the summer of 2020? Did you hear a big outrage about this in the summer of 2020 when they were burning cities to the ground?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'll do it again. And it'll just be more calls for more surveillance and tracking into the ultimately the impeachment of Biden.
Yeah, I mean, they already have that agenda. I don't think the two stories tie in, though. I don't think it's going to have anything to do with that. When the left wing engages in terrorism and violence, it's okay. They call it a peaceful protest. When you get conservatives or Republicans to have an event for the first time ever a conservative Republican event has ever gotten violent, and of course we know it was all staged by the left. The cops stood down, the D.C. police stood down, it was all the Democrat Party agenda. They refused the National Guard, they sent in their leftists, their FBI goon squad members to go in there and start the violence. But fine, aside from that, for the first time in ever, they got conservatives, Christians, Republicans to have a violent actions at their events, and then they called for all of the censorship, and then they called for all the spying, and they called for the surveillance state. But when they were burning cities to the ground in 2016, 2017, 2014, 2020, they never called for any of that. So I don't think the two stories are going to be linked up. If anything, they'll back off the public calls for surveillance while their terrorists are in the streets rioting, if it gets to that point. And then maybe try to bring it back in the midterms, like, you know, say Trump has another event with, you know, 100,000, 200,000 people, they'll send in their goon squads to try to start violence at that again. But it's not going to work because we're smarter and more wise to what they're up to now. All right, I'm going to do another 5 minutes on the other side of this break just to take a couple more calls here. And I'll be back hosting the War Room as well. Jason Burmes has the fourth hour. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com. This is the fight we've been having since InfoWars started to stop the mass murder of innocent babies in this country. And you know what? This isn't a complete victory, but I think babies' lives will be saved because of this.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long
neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.